Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, we talk about it all the time. I know there are not moral victories in this league, but with what you went through last week to win on the road, to have the experiences you're getting in the fourth quarters of these games, and to be leading this offense to pressurize touchdowns, where do you view yourself in your development at this point with what you're going through?
Yeah, you know, it's always good to get those experiences, but obviously you want to win the game, so that's what's on my mind first and foremost. And you know, we'll celebrate, you know, those victories, you know, the little victories that we have in the games, you know, when we watch tape.
How hard is it for this offensive line to have to hold up against that kind of a pass rush today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great job by our line. I mean, they did a great job handling Clowney and Watt all day. You know, it was just awesome. Awesome to see our guys fight the way that they did. It was just, you know, a good football team out there. And but that's no excuse. You know, we got to go out there and win, and we were in position to. Just got to finish it.
I know, two games to go, though. Still a lot of football to play. What do you think you can and this offense can accomplish in these last 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah, just continue to be consistent, consistency, and continue to run the ball hard. You know, that's all we can do. And, you know, the outcomes, I think our defense is playing great football. Special teams is nails, so we just got to continue to play hard and get wins.
All right, Sam, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.